This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, have any of you ever gotten denied a job or gotten turned down from a college? Has anybody ever been rejected? I've been rejected, mostly by men. You know, it happens. But, I mean, I wouldn't sue. You know, if I don't get a job, if I don't get into a college, if I don't get into a program, I mean, I'm not going to sue because I figured, well, you know, it's me. I wasn't good enough. Now, when you don't get a job or you don't get into a college or a program, it's not about you not being good enough. It could be a very, very mathematical scientific reason. There was just one spot. There was just a couple spots. You know, the medical students are going through the match this week and the scramble, and some of them are. And, you know, I tell them, I go, look, if you didn't match it, this isn't about you and, you know, your personality or your resume. It means the spots got filled and you were, you know, a number that couldn't fit into that spot. You know, we always don't like to think of ourselves as numbers, but when you feel bad and you think it's personal, think of yourself as a number. You know, start to depersonalize who you are, and then you realize, oh, okay, you know what, it's not about me. Because, you know, people get crushed. So we'll talk about the psychology of that a little bit later, but if any of you thought that you're being turned down was because of fraud, would you sue? I mean, let's say you apply to get into Pepperdine. Okay, fantastic school, gorgeous campus. And they said, no, Bob, sorry. Not enough spots we already filled. And you're like, okay, man, well, I guess I suck. And you don't suck, but yeah. And then you come to find out that you didn't get in because somebody got in by cheating. You'd be pretty mad. Well, we talked about over the last couple days this whole big college scam that had to do with USC and Yale and I believe Georgetown. Well, now we are seeing lawsuits started now by Stanford students who claim that they were denied a fair opportunity for admission. And their degrees are devalued now because of the college cheating scheme. Erica Olson and Kalea Woods filed a class action lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California on Wednesday, a day after federal authorities said they uncovered, you know, that one of the largest college admission scams that we've ever seen. Now, the lawsuits seek $5 million and $1. Not sure why that $1 is there, unless that's a typo. On behalf of what the lawyers estimate will be thousands of plaintiffs who fit the criteria to seek a class status. Oh, this is huge. So the University of San Diego, University of Texas at Austin, Wake Forest, Georgetown, Stanford, Yale, and USC, along with William Rick Singer, who was the ringleader of this scheme, are now named as defendants in the lawsuit. And the students said they were not given a fair opportunity to be accepted into the elite colleges where they applied because some people who were allegedly admitted were, you know, using fake athletic profiles, distorted SAT, ACT scores. So what that possibly means is anybody who got rejected from any of those schools in those years that this scam happened, might technically have a lawsuit. Now, I know some lawyers out there, and I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI would be like, wait a second, no. It's not that easy. Well, there's already class action suit, and how do you prove that the school rejected him based on them stinking? Remember, a lot of these students, I mean, one of the reasons why Harvard and other schools are already, you know, under the microscope, because they rejected people that had better grades than those who they accepted. And, you know, racism has been touted, or, discrimination policies to, you know, not choose a certain race, etc., has been brought up by other previous lawsuits. You know, can college admissions, you know, try to fill demographic quotas at the expense of students that have higher marks? So that's going to be something that's going to make its way to the Supreme Court. So if you got rejected from USC, Yale, Harvard, or whatever, can you sue? Because you could say you got rejected because they gave a spot that could have gone to you to one of these guys that bribed. So Singer would obtain college acceptance letters for his children's client by either helping them cheat on entrance exams or pretend they were being recruited as an athlete in a school sport. Now, this guy is 58 years old, and he ran a for-profit college prep business called Edge College and Career Network, also known as the Key, and the charity Key Worldwide Foundation. So he pitched to the parents as a side door method to get into college. So the parents knew exactly what's going on. And that's why we've seen arrests. People like Felicity Huffman and I'm not going to name the whole list because I don't have it at the top of my head, in trouble because they participated in the scam. But, you know, I find that this can really start to crumble. The whole college admission system throughout the United States could crumble if corollary suits come up on the unfair practices that might be done. You know, and you know, what is legal and what isn't? Can somebody donate a wing of a school and their grandkid gets into the school? Is that still okay? Now, colleges hope it's still okay because they need money. These universities need money. So, it's interesting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of news has been circulating the last few days on vaccines and the anti-vaccine movement. And there's a judge in New York that is trying to, that has banned unvaccinated kids from going to school. And this has definitely caused a lot of controversy. And some of you guys have called in regarding the whole vaccine debate. And if you don't listen to us live, you can definitely leave your comments on the voice line. So let's get to that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Okay, here's the thing. If everybody else is vaccinated, what does it matter if I am not? Because obviously I'm the only one that's going to catch it if everybody else is vaccinated, right? So your argument is kind of mute. If I don't want to get vaccinated, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and neither are my kids. Because here's the thing, doctor. What is actually in these vaccines? What are they putting in there? I was in the military, and I got vaccinated. And we were given stuff that wasn't supposed to be in there. So if our government is doing it to our troops, what is the government doing to the people? Yeah. You can keep your vaccines, turn them sideways, and shove them where the sun don't shine. Because this boy ain't taking no vaccines, and neither are my kids. This has gone too far. And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Where did autism come from? I guarantee it's from some of these vaccines. Think about that for a minute.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
First of all, thank you for your call, and I wish I could talk to you live. And thank you for your service. I mean, God bless you, man. God bless you for being in the Army and military. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before we begin, because there's a few things I do have to kind of I have to disagree with, because I am pro-vaccine, but I do have to just put it out there. Anybody in the military who has any apprehension about vaccines, they have a right. They absolutely have a right. There was a report that this Gulf War syndrome that we couldn't figure out for years that happened to a lot of our military. Apparently a senior Army doctor had provided some evidence that it was possibly from the cocktail of vaccines that the soldiers got before the 1991 war in Iraq. And so Lieutenant Colonel Graham Howe, clinical director of psychiatry with the British Forces Health Service in Germany, made a link between the vaccines and the illnesses that were associated with Gulf War. It had also been previously reported. And again, Gulf War syndrome, the illness that many people came back with, had a whole variety, a cluster of symptoms nobody could figure out. There's starting to be more and more discussion that that might have been from the vaccines that were given to the military. And then, of course, we know of the adenovirus contamination that happened with vaccines in the 50s and 60s. So Army veterans who enlisted in 1959 to 1961 might have got SV40 contaminated adenovirus. It had gotten in by some of the cultures, I guess monkey kidney tissue cultures used for the vaccines. And so people in the military, even though they get vaccinated, they do what they're told in the military, many of them, if they have an issue with vaccines, this is where it stems from. And I will never argue with anybody in the military because they, protect us. And, as far as I'm concerned, they can do no wrong. And if they have an issue with vaccines, I get it, because there's been a lot of discussion of, debate on what was actually given to our veterans. And then we're being told that many veterans are being denied medical claims and compensation for injuries caused by some of their vaccine-related injuries. And so apparently Fox News Boston highlighted these cases of Sean Kelly and Mark Bailey. These were two Marine veterans who developed chronic pericarditis, which is a kind of inflammation of the lining around the heart. And they filed for benefits. They were denied. The smallpox vaccine was apparently not a covered vaccine, and this was the vaccine that they were given. And so there's, unfortunately, there's been now, even though smallpox has been eradicated, and this is why I'm pro-vaccines, the controversy doesn't go away, because there were more than 2.4 million service members who received the smallpox vaccine between the year 2002 and 2014. Yet there's been issues for myocarditis, pericarditis, and other certain side effects. We don't hear about a lot in the media, because what happens in the military kind of stays within the military. But these are things that I had to research that are surfacing. So, our caller, definitely has a footing to stand on when it comes to, distrust of, of vaccines for military members. Now, that being said, he brought up a point of, if everybody else is vaccinated, then isn't he protected? Well, the that gets brought up a lot. The reason why that doesn't hold a lot of water is because when somebody is vaccinated, it doesn't mean they're 100% immune. It also doesn't mean they're not carrying the virus. So if I, let's say, vaccinated against the flu, and I get exposed to the flu, I could still carry it. I could still shed it. I could still contaminate somebody with it. I may not get sick because of my immune system, but I could still give it to somebody. So if you didn't get the vaccine, there is supposedly this herd immunity that, you know, should be, which is what we're trying to shoot for, getting the population vaccinated, because there's some people that can't get vaccinated because of certain immune system issues or allergies to the vaccine. But you're not 100% protected by herd immunity. But a lot of people say, why is my child who's not vaccinated a threat to your school if your child was vaccinated? Well, now, here's the argument for that. The argument for that is, well, what if your child was vaccinated but the vaccine didn't take? You know, parents do not want to expose their children to infectious disease. They get the vaccine, but vaccines aren't always 100%. And so that's why there's that issue. Now, do vaccines cause autism? No. There's been proof. I have family members. I have extended family where siblings have autism. And they obviously got vaccines at different times in their life. And, you know, I asked my family member, I said, look, you know, do you think your children, you know, got this because, you know, of the vaccines? And they were like, no, because it's got to be a gene. Look at how it's, you know, pervasive in the family. So autism is not linked to vaccines. What, though, people are hearing is an autism-like sort of sequelae that very, 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 very rarely and has not been proved, but has been suggested by parents, where their child was speaking normally, interacting normally, communicated fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, after, you know, a certain time period in their infancy, stopped doing that. And that's why it was linked to the whole variety of things, and that's where the theory came out that it might be linked to vaccines. And the reason why I'm spending so much time talking about this is I'm pro-vaccine. I'm with the American Board of Family, you know, Medicine Physicians. I think vaccines save lives. I am pro-vaccines. But as this anti-vaccine movement grows, hearing people call them crazy is ridiculous, because that doesn't help the situation. If people are anti-vaccine, we need to find out why. And this caller is mad. I mean, he told me to take a vaccine and shove it up my butt. You know, but he has every right to be mad, because he's part of the military, and the military has kind of gotten the shaft when it comes to vaccines. So we need to listen to anti-vaxxers. Now, we also need to educate. And, you know, vaccines will not cause autism. Why we have a rise in autism, I don't know. And we need to figure that out. And I think we do need to look at, you know, things our kids are exposed to. Not only vaccines, but cell phones, medications, foods, what happens in birth. You know, I mean, I think all theories need to be looked at. But because vaccines save lives, and because we're eradicating diseases that used to kill our kids, I have to be on the side of vaccines. Are they 100% safe all the time? No. And no one's saying that. But it's not an easy subject. All right? People are not going to want anti-vaccinated kids in their schools. Some of these kids want to be vaccinated, and they're fighting their parents. Some of these kids don't want the vaccine, and their parents make them get it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Doctor, give me the news, I got a bad case. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agrees to consider Virginia's plea to reinstate the life without parole sentence of a man who, as a teenager, participated in the D.C. sniper shootings that terrorized the area back in 2002. The justices say they will take up the state's appeal case of Lee Boyd Malvo, who was 17 when he was convicted in the D.C. sniper shootings. First Lady Melania Trump is chairing a White House meeting to learn more about youth programs at federal departments and agencies.
My focus has and always will be on our children, the next generation. They are our future doctors, nurses, firefighters, scientists, teachers, chefs, generals, just to name a few.
More than 20 departments and agencies belong to the group, which was established under President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when you guys get a drug or something over the counter, okay, and it says active ingredient and then inactive ingredient, many of you blow it off. Oh, I do. I'm like, all right, well, there's the active ingredient, and then there's the inactive ingredients. And I'm like, well, if they're inactive, what the hell are they doing there? I mean, it's either going to be active and do something, or if it's just going to sit there and knock it off its butt, I mean, and you know, do what it's supposed to do, why is it there? But sometimes you kind of need the combo of an inactive and active ingredient. So your active ingredient of your medication is what provides a therapeutic effect. So, like, let's say, I don't know if I have any medication here. Do I have any medication here? Let me see if I have something so I could read it to you. Okay, let's say you take like a Claritin D, an active ingredient would be like Sudafed, would be active in there. Let me see, I got some Claritin here. It says active ingredient for Claritin, loratadine. It doesn't list the inactive ingredients. Okay, well that doesn't help me at all. Oh, there we go. Okay, inactive, okay, I got this. Okay, so Claritin. Claritin is a medication for allergies, right? Okay, I got it right here, see? Okay, there we go. And I love sounds, right? Like, I just love sounds like medications, don't ask. It's like, and I love Band-Aid sounds. All right. So, the active drug, I can't read this, my glasses aren't that good, is the loratadine. Your inactive ingredients are caprilocycaptic glycerides, FDNC blue number one. Oh, well, because it's a blue color. Gelatin is in here. G-E-L-L-O. Gelatin is in there. Glycerin. Pharmaceutical ink. What the hell is that? Polysorbate 80. Povidone. And purified water. And sorbitol. Now, you're like, well, what the hell is all that stuff doing in here? Well, if it's inactive, who cares, right? Well, uh-uh. Life Science reports that, makes sense, inactive ingredients in drugs may be less inactive than you think. So, inactive aren't supposed to react with the body. They're just supposed to be there to not actively do anything to you, but to help the active ingredients. They're there as, you know, wingmen. Right? Might help the taste, might help the appearance, might help the ability to be absorbed in the body. But it turns out that these inactive ingredients may actually be more active than we think. A new study finds that in some patients, inactive ingredients can trigger allergic reactions or some other symptoms of food intolerance. Now, this study was published this week in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. Now, they say three of the study authors hold a patent on a system that examines the burden of inactive ingredients in pills. So there is a secondary benefit, you know, to the authors writing the study. But I don't mind that because I'm kind of glad that somebody is, you know, bringing to light that you have other crap in these medications. The researchers began looking into inactive ingredients after senior study author Dr. Giovanni Traverso, an assistant professor in MIT's Department of Mechanical Engineering and a GI gastroenterologist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, treated a patient with celiac disease who ended up having a reaction to a medication that contained inactive ingredients derived from wheat products. That's one hell of a long sentence, honestly. So basically what happened is there was a person who has a gluten insensitivity. So with celiac disease, you can't break down gluten. And gluten is actually a protein in wheat. Now you're like, wait a second, wheat's carb. It's okay. Gluten is a protein in wheat. So people with celiac disease can't break that down, hence they have intolerance to wheat. Well, if wheat products were used to make this inactive ingredient, now somebody with celiac disease is going to have a problem. So, Dr. Traverso and his team started by looking through the medical literature of reports of patients reacting to inactive ingredients. The researchers found some studies on patients who had allergic reactions to inactive ingredients like lactose. Lactose is in about 45% of pills, as well as certain kinds of chemical dyes. But they didn't find any studies looking at whether certain inactive ingredients can cause less extreme but more common symptoms like food intolerance, bloating, stomach aches. So they looked at more data, and they found that active ingredients make up just really over a quarter of the pill. Your active ingredient isn't like 90% of the pill. It's only about 29%, they say. The remaining 71% of the pill is inactive ingredients. And they say on average, a pill contains more than 8 different inactive ingredients, but get this, sometimes they could have up to 35. They say the more than 35 inactive ingredients are available, there's about 1,000 different inactive ingredients that could be in there. Peanut oil, what if you're allergic to peanuts? Peanut oil could be in some of these drugs, lactose, some dyes. Some people are lactose intolerant. So if they go, I don't understand why I take a, allergy medicine and I fart. Well, maybe that's why. So most inactive ingredients are tested. You know, we have to know that they're not toxic and they should be safe. But what if they cause you to react? So a study found that 93% of pills contain at least one of the 38 allergens, that almost all of them contain substances that could be problematic for people if they got food intolerances, like with gluten or sugar. Like this Claritin with sorbitol, I don't know if that would affect somebody with sugar issues. Check the pill again, I'm sorry. It's a really cute little package. It really is a cute little pill package. What do they have in here? Something gelatin. Oh, gelatin's a protein, but still. So, now, other experts are like, nah, no big thing. Ain't no thing but chicken wing. Dr. John Kelso, an allergist and immunologist at Scripps in San Diego, he was not involved in the study, but he's not too concerned. He said such reactions are quite rare. In most cases, the amount of food protein in the medication would not be sufficient to trigger an allergic reaction. So, like egg protein and flu shots. If you are allergic to eggs, the CDC is not worried when it comes to a flu shot. You know? In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics revised recommendations for flu shot containing eggs say you don't have to avoid the flu vaccine. The risk is so minimal. Now, gelatin. The gelatin that we just talked about in my Claritin medication, they said that could cause some people. There, some medications and vaccines with this gelatin have been, found to trigger allergic reactions. So what does that mean for you? Well, what it means is when a doctor, let's say like me, that asks you to take a cholesterol medication and you say, nope, I don't want to do it. I'm going to go all natural. And you go to the health food store and you buy a whole bunch of stuff, red rice yeast, red yeast rice, or whatever. And all sorts of stuff. And you come back with 7 vitamin bottles saying, I don't want to take your Lipitor or your statin because I got these that I'm taking for my cholesterol. Just do me a favor and look at the inactive ingredients. And if there's a list of stuff, okay, and you know nothing about it, don't argue with me that you don't trust a pharmaceutical when you have all this other stuff you're putting in your body that are chemicals as well. And if you do have some weird symptoms that you can't explain, you might have to dig deeper and look to see if one of these inactive ingredients, which has to be on the label, could be something you're reacting to. Remember yesterday we talked about that story where a woman who had almost gone into anaphylaxis almost died because she was allergic to penicillin, and she had given oral sex to her boyfriend who had taken penicillin, and she had picked it up. So your body will react to the most minute amounts of things. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Any questions, calls, comments, we would love to hear them. And if you're too shy to leave it on the message line, then email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. All right, so I love movies. I love watching movies. I'm just really kind of big, and I don't know. I don't have a lot of time to go, but if there's like a movie that's kind of a part of a series, I'm there. You know, I'm not going to mess around. I'm just kind of really, really into, you know, comic books and stories and heroes. I mean, I love it. Maybe it's because when I grew up, you know, I had the whole Superman series. I thought Superman 2 was one of my favorite movies for a long time. I also like Die Hard, Back to the Future. So I kind of like the whole idea, the whole, I don't know, you know, hero thing. But Avengers are probably one of my favorite. And in the Avengers, you have, a predominantly male cast, okay? And I'm okay with that. Because, again, I grew up with Superman and all that. And I don't have a problem with heroes being men. I mean, I remember when I was younger, Wonder Woman was, you know, popular in the 80s, like, was it 70s or 80s, and, I mean, her outfit was really skimpy, and so, you know, a lot of guys would watch it, and that's kind of how Hollywood would do it. If you're gonna have a female lead or a female heroine, then she needs to be pretty sexy. Otherwise, the males aren't gonna watch. And remember, what is the movies and media and advertising, what is it all about? It's all about making money. And it's all about getting the numbers and getting the views. And so it doesn't matter if we're 2019, it doesn't matter if we're 1972, what is driving the population to watch something? And so if we're in an age of political correctness, and it's like, okay, well, you know, a woman could be an Avenger also. And they do. They have Scarlett Johansson as, I forgot what she plays, Spider or something? Black Widow. She plays Black Widow, right, in the Avenger movie. And she's good. I think she's excellent, but she's not my favorite character. You know, they don't really give her a lot of good lines. And, yeah, she could fight and she could kick, but it's just not as exciting as the other Avengers. It's okay. You know, I get it. They put her in there. It's great, you know, to maybe appeal to the female audience. But can I just say, as a female, you know, don't just put a woman in there to make me feel like I'm represented. I don't necessarily need that, especially when the female character isn't the coolest of them all. You know, I mean, it almost kind of is insulting, and it kind of puts us back. If, you know, Iron Man is male, he's Iron Man. It's okay. Superman is Superman. I'm fine with that. You don't have to insult me or, you know, make, you know, Superman a superwoman. It's not going to fly. And so with the Avengers, you have all these, you know, Avengers, right? And then apparently Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, who, from what I understand, did pretty, pretty good. It's supposed to be kind of a badass. Not seeming to really sell online. Apparently, it's selling at the box office. It's making money. But we're hearing a lot of people think it stinks and not the best Avenger movie. And maybe part of that is this idea of politics and forcing a female into a role that really might not have fit for a female. Now, I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to. I know people are saying there's bad reviews. It's got a lot of bad reviews. But I want to be up to date. And the way the Avengers do it is, if you miss one movie, you kind of have to catch up between the next movie. You can watch each movie and enjoy it, but everybody has backstories. And so as long as you saw all their movies, you feel like you're getting the whole package. And so I'm a sucker for that. I'll see it. But, you know, Hollywood will still be driven by money. And so if Hollywood finds that trying to satisfy a demographic or whatever, okay, would appease viewers, but it won't sell, they will probably go for what will sell. Now, the problem that movies don't want to have is being boycotted. A boycott is very, very powerful. So Hollywood has gotten a lot of controversy over using, let's say, non-Middle Eastern stars, American stars, for a Middle Eastern role. Or using Asians for an Asian role. And so then, you know, people will boycott it, and then the movie won't do well either, you know. So Hollywood has to be smart and play with it, you know. Now, since the Avengers had kind of a dearth of females, why not make Captain Marvel a female? Usually Captain Marvel is male, but make her a female. Doesn't sound like it's working as well as they hoped it to, but it's still selling. The movie's still selling. But we're hearing a lot of people like, not that good. Now, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, very interesting. The 2017 Wonder Woman, was it 2017 or 16 when it came out? Well, anyway, the 2017 Wonder Woman, they couldn't shed the boobies and the whole sexy outfit. They couldn't. Wonder Woman was a hit. One of the very few hits where you have a female lead in a superhero role. Wonder Woman was a hit. They did a damn good job. Gal Gadot was awesome. She was a badass. She was good. It was great. They did a very good job. But they still couldn't shed the whole sexy stuff. And so what I find fascinating, and I'm going to wrap this up soon, don't worry, is no matter where we are politically and how much we want to show that we've progressed, and that we've blurred the lines between male and female, and nobody is going to be sexified, and, you know, we're going to have a blind eye to people's differences and whatever. When Hollywood wants to sell a movie, there's going to be boobies. Right? I mean, they're going to make things sexy. Ant-Woman. You know, I don't know if you guys saw Ant-Man, but in Ant-Man, the first Ant-Man movie, they had to have the Ant-Woman outfit. And what they do with the Ant-Woman outfit or the uniform, they accented the boobies. Because they knew they would lose the male audience having a female lead. Now, why is that? Why do men not want to see a female lead? Why is that not a grab? Well, because maybe, you know, women can relate to a lot of things, you know. But, you know, for us, you know, we'll watch a movie and, you know, we're kind of already, you know, we're already used to the whole idea of superheroes being men. But for men, they may want to relate to that whole superhero thing, but they may not be able to relate to a woman doing that. Maybe it's because a woman lead reminds them of their mother. Maybe they don't want to think about their mother. Maybe a woman lead reminds them of their wife. Maybe men don't have the control that they think they do. And maybe rather than them being the king of the castle, which many men aren't anymore, they want to go to a movie and still feel like men have that dominant, you know, animalistic tendencies. And when we have a woman lead, it kind of reminds men that they've been whipped. I don't think that's a turn-on for guys, even despite the boobies. Guys like brawn. They like violence. They like competition. That's why football and sports do so well. Yeah, they put a lot more women in sports, which is cool, which is fine. But a female football team's not going to fly. Having a bunch of women playing football might not fly. So, interesting. I'll let you guys know. I'll watch it next week. Tell you what I think. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.